All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life from the Lair.
And today I'm answering a question that I have gotten, at least a couple hundred times since I started this quest. And the question is simply this: what do you do about hopelessness?
Wouldn't it be great to have Pop as a dad? Well, too bad. We got the dads we got. Still, not everybody's dad was great, let alone good, let alone present. Matter of fact, most of the problems we face today are because we didn't have a dad. And if men don't get these vital lessons fathers used to pass on to their children, our lives will be wasted. Thankfully, these lost lessons have been conveniently recompiled in a course by Aaron Clary titled, The Dad You Never Had. Covering everything from life's purpose, defeating laziness, developing a work ethic, personal finances, career management, women, retirement planning, and much, much more. The Dad You Never Had compiles the fatherly wisdom of Red Pill creators such as Rolla Tomasi, Rich Cooper, Aaron Clary, and even Pop himself into an intense and thorough 12-hour course. It's the easiest and quickest way to get up to speed and get on with living life. It's no substitute for a real father, but it is the wisdom and advice you need to manage your life successfully and end the misery fatherlessness has wreaked upon your life and society. So get the roadmap to a better life. Take the Dad You Never Had today. Your life is just too precious not to. Available on Teachable.com. Use the discount code BlakeIsCool to get 10% off. Link is in the meat gazer box.
Everyone out there, I don't care who the hell you think you are, at some point you are going to encounter hopelessness and dare say it will break you. I have been there quite a few times, trust me. Luckily, it didn't, I didn't pay the ultimate price. I had a former commander take a bullet that was meant for me. I've literally crawled my way back from this. I've done videos in the past that touched on this kind of in a roundabout kind of way, but this one I'm addressing it directly. What circumstances, cause hopelessness? Grievous bodily injury, blindness, a death of close ones, divorce, what have you. All right, now when it comes to like grievous bodily injury, everyone has their own limit. If your body is broken to the point where you're done, well, I understand. But most of the time, what breaks you and causes hopelessness in today's day and age, divorce, loss of children, loss of assets, the one-way hallway of the courts that just benefit women hand over fist. It is what it is. There's lots of guys out there. I talk to like two or three dudes a week who got fired because some female employees complained. Not a shred of evidence. It is what it is. I talked to one guy, and on the statement that the female employee made, the dude was on vacation. That sucked. I can't tell you how many times in the Army when I got stuck doing just reprehensible bullshit. I literally had quite a few team leaders, squad leaders, platoon sergeants look me in the face and go, "Hey, Pop, life is not fair. Figure it out. Deal with it." So when we start off, most of us grow up with, believing in the American dream, the house, the two cars, two kids, one dog, half a cat. Got it. That doesn't exist anymore. And most guys don't find out until they hit reality here. They get the cold fish of reality slap across the face. Next, you think we have all these freedoms here in the United States. Well, everything you do is taxed. There are so many laws on the books. They can literally go into anyone's house and put you in prison for 10 years. Dick pills, that's 5. Some states, if you have a personal use marijuana plant, there's no victim, that's 3 years. And this happened to a guy I talked to. He dyes his hair like me, and they give you those little plastic capsules, and just for men that have the plastic gloves in them. Well, he saved them. He was growing a pot tree in his house, and it was a fairly big kind of thing. And they kicked his door, and they found the pot plant. They went into his bathroom and found these little ampules, and they said, well, you know, he's intent to distribute. 5 years. There is no freedom anymore. All right, and this is going to be a big one here that's going to wind up kicking off the two-way rifle range. All right, there's a lot of people out there who are extremely unhappy with what's going on, and they're quite literally just that one spark is going to set it off. And blue pill thinking. Now, this happened to me. I mean, I grew up with a single mother. Everything she told me about women and what women wanted and how to act and what to do, complete lie. All I can say is if you think with the blue pill mindset, you are literally going into the world with a disadvantage. Now, you add that to coming from a home where only a single mother was, that's a disadvantage squared. All right, and if you're poor on top of that, it's cubed. It just gets worse. This blue pill thinking has got to change. Because if you could change this early enough, you can avoid a lot of hopelessness. Next, conditioning. Everything you watch on TV, there are messages in the commercials. There's messages in the TV show, the movies, what have you. Conditioning you to act, think, and be a certain way. And mainly, that conditioning supports the blue pill thinking. Next, a man's natural tendencies, which is basically provide, protect, and fix. Most of the time, if you have a woman in your life and she comes to you with a problem and she starts, you know, flapping at the gums, the first thing most men do is go, who do I know that can help fix this? Do I have the tools to fix this? What's this going to cost? How long will it take? That is what we're thinking, because it's hardwired into our brains, and that's the key. Use the natural tendencies that the universe gave you, but apply them to yourself. And I'll explain. So here we are, you're starting off, you hit reality, get divorced, lose your kids, wind up living in the street. It all happened to me. Ex-wife killed my dog, got a complete goddamn pass. He was 6 years old, 121-pound chocolate lab, never saw him again, got three different stories, and we've all watched enough crime drama on TV to know when the story changes, the end result is almost always bad. All right, so you get across here, you get hit with reality, you realize the American dream is dead. So that's another anchor that pulls you down. Listen, it is crushing when you finally learn that the house, wife, two kids, one dog, half a cat, and two cars, it's not in the cards for you. That is monumentally crushing. You realize, because FICA takes 40% of your check, there is no goddamn freedom. And some dude can take out a wooden mallet, hit it on a desk, and take all your money with no compassion to you whatsoever. That is why we have so many men who are homeless, and many of them are veterans. And then you realize the blue pill was nothing but a huge goddamn lie. And that causes a lot of anger. The hopelessness, the anger breaks a lot of men. And they wind up, all right, and listen, I get it. That's a lot of pain. And I have become Charon. And I literally can navigate the river of sticks, which is pain. And I've been back and forth many times. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Your conditioning made you into a slave. And you realize this. Again, this contributes to, you know, breaking your mindset and causing hopelessness. And then you have the natural tendencies provide and protect. End result, you hit there. You get on the other side of reality. All this shit hits you. You wind up hopeless and broken. A lot of guys get here, and they're literally like, I can take no more. I am punching the fuck out. okay, you can do that, but I highly advise against it. What can you do to combat this feeling from getting your ass kicked by reality and learning everything you were taught in the first part of your life is complete hogwash bullshit? What can you do? Well, here it is. Plan for yourself. Don't make plans thinking, well, you know, if I do this, I get another girlfriend. No. What you're doing right there when you start thinking like that is you resetting your own ass kicking. You are setting the mousetrap to kick your ass again in the future. Plan for yourself. Keep your goddamn money that you make. Keep all your assets that you make after this particular event happens in your life. Plan for you. Be fucking selfish. Because in today's day and age, there is no benefit to, you know, being a giving person. You do that in today's day and age, most people look at you as a sucker. Rethink your life and take some fucking action. Case in point, I talked to a guy about 6 years ago. He was a plumber, got divorced. He was getting royally ass raped, you know, after the divorce, lost his house. He was getting like 60% of his money taken. And he, you know, basically came up with a plan, started his own LLC, and then he went to his, you know, main employer and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. I'm getting crushed by this divorce horse shit. From now on, is it okay if you just pay me through my own company as a subcontractor? And then I can, navigate the whole child support horse shit fucking fiasco. And his employer was like, cool. Yeah, no problem. And he wound up, you know, doing that for, you know, I think three other big plumbing firms in the area as a subcontractor. And within 3 years of doing that, you know, he was in charge of his books and his expenses. And he was able to get the child support lower to a manageable level. And it worked out for him. Do I consider that a dirty trick? No, I do not. But a lot of women on the other side do. They want you guys to be hopeless broken so they can manipulate you and just drain you dry of your resources. All right. Find a purpose. My main purpose, when I got ass raped with my reality check, is I started a nonprofit to educate men on the dangers of marriage and feminism. And as a side effect, which was a pleasant surprise, by speaking the truth, having facts, using logic and reason, and remaining calm, I pulled 520 people out of the hopeless, broken pile. And they reforged their lives, and I hope they go on to do great things. Truly, I do. Next. Become friends with pain. Emotional pain, spiritual pain, physical pain, it doesn't matter. In my instance, emotional pain is three times worse than any physical pain I've ever encountered. Absolutely crushing. But once I accepted the fact that this is going to require pain, and I'm like, okay, you know, I can take the pain, and I kept moving forward, marching forward, I was able to tolerate a lot of horse shit. I'm talking deep betrayals, loss of friends, you know, assets, homelessness. You have no home. You're literally on your own. That sucks. Become friends with pain. Loneliness is a form of pain. Embrace it. Use it to your advantage. All right, use that loneliness and the time it gives you to perfect and strive towards your purpose. Your purpose could be a goal. It could be, hey, I want to be $10 million millionaire and retire at 55. Got it. Keep your sense of humor. All right, now, this is probably one of the most important ones here. Now, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I've tried, and I literally can't get stage time because I have the wrong politics and the wrong skin color. So you know, unlike stand-up comedians, they get in front of guys at a club. There's usually a two-drink minimum. Half or to one-third of the individuals show up already baked from some Mary Jane Do You Wanna. Getting laughs out of people like that are a little more easy, in my opinion. I did my comedy looking other men in the face who were terrified, crushed, broken, hesitating. And then, after I got those guys to laugh, I turned around and led them in a battle. The sense of humor is the ultimate defense against the universe. And you need to develop that because it will save your life. All right, next, play the long game. I made a whole video about play the long game. Yeah, granted, everything is stacked against you. It sucks right now. You got just a little bit of wiggle room. But play the long game, play for time. Because guess what time does? Time always reveals opportunities to you. Capitalize on them. Don't allow a defeatist mindset from being broken to keep you from doing it. Trust me, it always happens. You start networking. You talk to a couple guys. One guy's, hey, I need a dude to, you know, who can do this. You're like, hey, I can do that. You step into the role. You build off that. That's an opportunity time gave you, and you won't get that opportunity if you punch out early. All right, next. Failure happens. Keep fucking going. We all fail. Everyone. I've failed. I've been knocked into the sea of mediocrity more times than I can remember. And each and every time I crawled my ass out of there because there is no place for me there. And many times I was covered in my own goddamn blood. It's just that simple. All right. Now, these concepts, you know, listen, I could give an hour briefing on this and talk about all the details. And listen, I'm a grunt. I'm not doing that. I'm not a professor. You know, I'm just a grunt, an old first sergeant. I've spent 33 years looking into the faces of dudes and some female soldiers and helping them deal with hopelessness and being broken. So I have a little experience in this. So, gentlemen, if you're out there watching this and you have a friend of yours who's stuck in this mindset, send him this video, please. I'm trying to get that number to go up on the board because guess what? There's a spiritual warfare going on out there as we speak, and it's been going on for a long time. And roughly since the 1970s, it got the upper hand. Virtually every law in this country, every court you go to, every police officer you encounter, they are all programmed to hate you as a man, to put their boot on your neck as a man. So, what I'm trying to say is this. Keep going. Keep your sense of humor. All right? And realize everyone encounters hopelessness. Everyone fails. All right? Who wants to read the book where the main character wins every encounter, bangs the prom queen, marries Miss America, has $100 million, a garage is full of Bugattis and Porsches. That's a boring book. I like to read the story about the guy who got his fucking ass kicked, brushed himself off, got up and said, okay, next one's on me. And then he puts that motherfucker on his ass. I love those stories. Be that story, men. I'll talk to you later.